The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh my gosh, this is a way to get killed. A Florida man arrested told deputies he's just a friendly guy after allegedly inappropriately touching two kids on a beach. Police say the man became belligerent when he was questioned. He was arrested Saturday. He approached several people at the beach, including two young girls. 57-year-old John Eddington. He was intoxicated and wandering around New Smyrna Beach and Daytona Beach when he began touching other beachgoers. Multiple victims and witnesses. He approached a 9-year-old on the shoreline while the mother was in the ocean, rubbed his hands over her body before the mom was able to get to shore and confront him. Oh my God. And then he targeted an 8-year-old girl and touched her the same way. I would have murdered him on the beach. Yeah. I would have killed this dude. I'm not even joking you. He would have literally been fish food. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, the fact that he was able to walk away and target someone else, there's some restraint there on behalf of some people. Because normally, if a group of people realize that kids are being targeted, that doesn't go well. Now, when police, and they got this on camera, they got their body camera footage, when they engaged him, he became super belligerent when they started asking questions. And so he was arrested. And this guy. I don't like people who target kids, and I don't like animal abusers. Neither. Let's see. This is it. Okay. A Florida man pistol whipped a woman and opened fire because she interrupted his voodoo ritual. What? It's in Orlando. Okay. This happened on August 15th, and the law enforcement calls it a perplexing case. His name is Fennell DeLexis. And he was engaged in a voodoo ritual in the confines of his home, or voodoo style, which probably means voodoo ritual. And it took a drastic turn when a female victim who also lives in the house disrupted it. She put out his candles with water. Okay, well, that didn't make that dude happy. And Alexis and the victim got into it, and he had a baton, and he whooped her. And then he got his gun out, and he hit her with it, and then fired multiple shots. Police swiftly reached the home, guided everyone out of the house. She emerged. She had significant. The man himself also got significant injuries during the altercation because Our Lady whooped him. She whooped him up pretty good. But the incident didn't spare the victim's younger brother. He got a grazing gunshot wound during the whole thing. So they took DeLexis in on a range of serious offenses: attempted felony murder with a firearm, aggravated battery, aggravated assault with a firearm, and various counts of child abuse. Dang, that's crazy. But she apparently, she didn't even have a weapon, and she whooped him up pretty good. But she had worse injuries, so obviously. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltechWeapons.com and follow Keltech on social media. Visit KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
Because the fact of the matter is there's a beast at our door, and that's the beast of climate change.
Oh,
it seems like the whole world is on fire. We need to defend ourselves from climate change. We need to decarbonize our economy so these fires don't ravage us.
Not
enough fire trucks in the world to protect us if we don't stop climate change.
So, oh my gosh. Okay. So that's Governor Jay Inslee. We've got to decarbonize our economy, he says. I got to make fun of this a little bit. Meh him anyway. Welcome back to the show. Top of the second hour, Dana Lash with you. Listen coast to coast. You can also stream the radio program and catch the simulcast as well. DirecTV, also YouTube, Facebook. We got to fight climate change. Whenever I hear people say, we got to fight climate change, like Governor Jay Inslee here, why does he stick his head out like that when he talks? Do you notice that? It's like very turtle-ish. I don't get that. But whenever I hear politicians say that, you know what I think of? I think of someone literally with a sword going out and just like waving it at the wind. Fighting the weather. Fighting climate change. Waving a sword or something out. Or just like, you know, maybe like what Joe Biden says. Going out with your shotgun shooting off into the air. Yeah. Fighting climate change. So brave. Got to decarbonize. You know, I didn't know that climate change was the name of the guy who like wouldn't give people water. Because he was worried about equity as fires were burning people up. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. Did you know that? Do you know that, Kane? I guess that was his name, right? Wasn't that his name?
Yeah.
I mean, just saying. But they need it to be about climate change because they would have to indict themselves for inaction. That's the problem. I mean, they would have to, like, for instance, to go back to this Hawaiian official, Kaleo Manuel, the now former deputy director of Hawaii Commission on Water Resource Management. I mean, he waited hours upon hours to release water to fight wildfires. What does that have to do with climate change? I mean, it's like the label you slap on anything that you don't want to take accountability for. I mean, who runs Hawaii, Kane? Yeah, who runs Maui?
Democrat.
Uh-huh. What party do you think this dude is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Democrat.
Oh, it's probably climate change. Oh, well, wait, what? No. He waited for hours, a whole work day. He waited for the entirety of an entire work day to release water during the... it's climate change. Gotta fight it. Are you telling me to go fist fight Kaleo Manuel? Because that's what you're telling me. That's not climate change, it's him. What did he say? Can you play that one? I know you're gearing it up.
I have.
Yeah, go ahead. I knew you were going there. Do it.
Oh, of course it doesn't want to work now.
Oh, it doesn't work. He had said, quote.
I have it, though.
He said, well, you just let me know. You just play it.
All right.
How we as humans in an island can reconnect to that traditional value set. So really, my motto is always like, let water connect us and not divide us. Like, we can share it, but it requires true conversations about equity.
See, like, I identify as a fish, so I need more of it. Where you are not a fish, so you get less. Like that? Because if that's what the world gets to, that's what I'm doing. Oh, I'm sorry, I identify as a fish. I identify as a Humboldt squid. I need lots of water. I mean, why not? Because I can. That's what you guys said. Don't question my science. But that doesn't sound like climate change. That just sounds like a dumbass. Right?
Yes.
That guy's a Fruit Loop. That's not climate change. That's not how that works. Or what about Hawaiian Electric being told for 4 years, hey, guys, it's kind of, we're in a dry season. You know, maybe make sure your power lines aren't emitting sparks. Yeah, okay, we'll get on that real soon. 1 year later. Hey, guys over at Hawaiian Electric, just, hi, it's us. Forestry management researchers. Hi. Just, you know, remember we told you a year ago to check your power lines for sparks? You know, well, here in Hawaii, we go through seasons. You know, you got a wet season, you got dry season. We're in a dry season again. This looks ripe for wildfire. Yeah, okay, we'll get right on that, guys, you nerds. We'll get right on it. Another year later. Yeah, it's us again. Here over at Forestry Management. Still see you haven't checked those power lines. Yeah, shut up now, nerds. 4 years later. Oh, my gosh! Wildfire! Yeah, I mean, you were told. But, hey, that's climate change. Climate change for you. That's not climate change. That's being a dumbass. That's not climate change. We can't just start saying, oh, my gosh, climate change for everything. Can you believe it? I accidentally didn't put out the fire all the way at the campground, and it burned down the whole damn forest. That climate change. Doing all those things to us. Gosh. Stubbed my toe the other day. Damn climate change. This is how bad it's getting. Let me just illustrate to you how bad it is getting. Pushing everything on climate. I have this story. This comes by way of the hill. I'm just going to read it. Students' test scores, already beleaguered, face new threats from extreme heat. Because, see, it's the climate change that is causing students bad grades. That's an actual story where they are saying that climate change is responsible for student learning and test scores down. Huh. So, and it's weird because it's only in public schools. It's so weird. Climate change just skips over some of the other stuff. And it's weird because it is disproportionately affecting kids. That's the other weird thing. So like if a kid is in a bad school where teachers really aren't accountable, there's more climate change there that's making their grades bad. It's not the teachers or administrators at all. It's the climate change. Did you guys know that? Crazy, isn't it, Kane? I mean, everything is climate change's fault. That's the problem. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Students are struggling because of climate change. That's right. I mean, you look at these test scores, these students, they said that, wow, it's weird because as we're coming out of summer, this is basically what one teacher said, or an assistant professor at UCLA, quote, I'm basically going to say what she said. It's weird because when we come back to school out of summer, being that we're in basically a damn desert, it's hot. Affects our test scores. What? Here's an actual sentence. Extreme heat negatively affecting student outcomes has been well documented for years, but climate change is driving the problem to new heights.
Stop it already.
New heights. Oh! For instance, this is a woman from Stanford. She says, quote, it's a bigger effect for minority and lower income students, possibly. So she actually threw possibly in there. They don't have as much air conditioning or cooling access either. Where is this?
How do they run AC and air conditioning, all that stuff? It takes electricity, right?
The thing they hate.
That runs on what? Like coal? And.
But did they do a study on this? Or did they just go, black people must not have air conditioning? I mean, how did they come up with this? I mean.
Clown world.
It is clown world. I mean, they're blaming this on climate. Everything is because climate change. So if you were thinking, okay, fine then. What do we have to do to fight it? Well, you have to give your money to these people. What? Yes. Give them all your monies. They'll shoot it at the sun and appease it. Like a virgin to a volcano. I mean, there's so many things that are blamed for this. Everything. You got something wrong in your life? It said, damn, climate change. Girlfriend dump you? Climate change. Didn't get that promotion? Climate change. Stub your toe? Climate change. Did you burn your eggs this morning? Climate change. Everything's because of climate change. It couldn't possibly be because of mismanagement. And Canada, they literally ignored years of these conservationists and forestry researchers saying, oh my gosh, for the love of all things holy, will y'all please clean up your forest floor? It's basically kindling. Acres and acres of kindling. You got a whole damn tinderbox up here. Can y'all clean it up? Canada said, yeah, we'll get right on that, eh? Mm-hmm. And then didn't. And then it burned and everyone's screaming and, oh my gosh, it's climate change! It didn't do that. It didn't set those conditions. You did. Because you're a dumbass. You did it. Nobody, but then they can be like, it's not our fault. Better give us more of your money. We didn't do that. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Can't believe I'm saying this headline. So the CDC is advising against kissing and cuddling pet turtles due to a salmonella outbreak. Yes, the NBC Channel 5 out of Cleveland says that the CDC is telling you to don't French kiss your turtle, guys, because salmonella. Or cuddle it. Just, 11 states they said have been impacted by an outbreak because people are cuddling or kissing turtles. They said the main cause for this is the illegal sale of turtles with shells that are less than 4 inches, fewer than 4 inches, according to CDC. They said the turtles were federally banned after causing many illnesses. People still sell them like on roadside stands online. I just thought that if it's a reptile, you don't be touching all over it and then touching your mouth or touch your mouth to it, right? Isn't that kind of common knowledge? Because they got salmonella. It's a reptile, isn't it? It's got salmonella. So stop it. I feel like Bob Newhart in that one SNL skit. Just stop it. Stop it. So this says IV hydration is a thing. More Phoenix area businesses are offering IV hydration because of excessive heat. So do you think it's a real thing or just bougie?
It used to be bougie, but I know that hospitals do it all the time. If somebody's dehydrated, they just IV.
Yeah, if you're
you
in
up.
The hospital, but right. Like if you're just like work, you know, walking around. I'm
but it is. It used to be a bougie thing, but it's now more. They infuse vitamins that way as well. So
I used to get a vitamin drip. Yeah, vitamin drips were amazing. I could go out in the parking lot and throw cars around like the Hulk without the anger or the greenness. But they said that people come in for a pick-me-up during excessive heat, and they said that it perks you up. You could also drink water. You know, that does that work as well, Kane? Drinking the water.
You need the right minerals to do that, but yeah, could work.
Like, what if you're like Brondo? Stuff plants crave, right? Does that work too?
I don't know if that works.
Okay. A woman's finger was severed by a library book drop. Don't ever return your books, guys. She says she was in shock. The bandages on her finger are insane. So Bobby Haverly, she was returning her library book. She's being a good person. Mount Dora, Florida, the Dropbox cut her finger off. It was Friday afternoon, middle finger, that's a valuable one, chopped off above the top knuckle. She checked out book into the Dropbox. And she says it hit an artery, so there was blood squirting everywhere. Oh my gosh. Well, that book is ruined. She said she was in shock. And that she was a registered nurse, so thankfully she knew what to do. So she told the staff to get her fingertip out, put it in ice. She said there was so much blood that it was terrifying everybody. They were unable to reattach her finger due to multiple severed nerve endings. They actually had to take more of her finger off because it was cut off diagonally, and they said they had to cut it off straight to allow the skin to grow back. So that's crazy.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Brian Shantz, our senator, Senator Mazie. By the way, Mazie, I told my granddaughter, whose name is Mazie as well, she said, that's why I like her. Anyway, but her name is Mazie as well. And Jill Takuda, Representative Ed Chase.
He's literally mispronouncing every name of all of these Hawaiian officials. Guys, he just looks bad and sounds bad. You can't sit here and argue with me otherwise. No one looks at that and goes, oh, yeah, he sounds fine. He looks okay. Mm-hmm. Who does that? Who thinks that he looks and sounds fine?
Not me.
Nobody. It's bad. It's bad. He does not. Do you think that inspires all of the people that are gathered there who have nothing left, have literally, they've lost family members? Does that inspire hope and confidence in them? That guy's shuffling out there. He doesn't sound together. He doesn't sound healthy. He doesn't sound well. But his family and the left are hell-bent. That's more important than leading people through a crisis. It's what it seems like. That's the message that's being sent. The absolute message being sent. It's just shameful. And I can't. I was looking at this other piece, you know, Jason Momoa, who I think tries too hard. Jason Momoa tries too damn hard. I just remember when he got real mad at Chris Pratt because he saw Chris Pratt with a water bottle, and then Jason Momoa decided, because he's so thirsty for affirmation, that he decided to go on this rant about, dude, I thought you were smarter. You have a plastic water bottle. And then the internet was like, that's a little bit cringe. Here's all the times you were with a plastic water bottle, Jason Momoa. So he was telling everyone, stay the hell out of Hawaii, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. Well, apparently a bunch of Hawaiians were like, ignore Jason Momoa. We need your tourism dollars. Just saying. I mean, one of the locals who owns Fat Daddy Smokehouse, a barbecue restaurant, says, quote, everyone here depends on the tourism industry. It's a fact. The guy who comes to fix my air conditioner depends on me feeding tourists. And one local business owner said, quote, we barely scraped by during COVID. I don't know how we're going to come back from this. We need people to come and enjoy Maui in order to feed our families. I mean, I just like the stop it. Stop it. Like, why do have you seen Jason Momoa and these others? There was one celebrity who was vacationing like on the other side of Maui where there were no fires, and they were blasting. Who was it? Paris Hilton or somebody? And they were blasting her because she was dared to vacation there. And like, you're so heartless. Like, she was there before everything started. What do you think, that she's going to go blow some like powder puff pink out of her mouth and like calm all the fires? Like, what the hell do you think is going to happen? Good grief. And it was the people like the Momoas out there. Just stop, dude. He just tries too hard. I don't want to dislike him. I don't want to dislike him, but I need him not be stupid. Right? Don't make me dislike you. I really want to like you, dude. Come on, stop. Help me help you. We have a lot more coming up in the second hour. Not just Maui. We have Law and Order. Imagine being asked to limit your murders to just non-working hours. That's what they're asking criminals in Chicago. We're going to talk about that coming up. We also have more on the Vivek Deep Dive. And the mask mandates. One Atlanta college brings them back. Rutgers has brought them back. Hollywood, Lionsgate Studios, they're asking their office staff to don face coverings again. I will get dragged to jail, and I will take you all with me. So help me. And by the way, please note that it is the observance of Ruby Ridge today. So let's not with the government mandates.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.